Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head football coach Chad Moore. And Coach, your team traveling to Spirit Lake last night to take on the Spirit Lake Indians, and they're able to get past you 47-0. Coach, first thing I wanted to talk about is, you know, obviously coming into the game, you didn't know where you were going to be at health-wise when we talked to you last week, but it seemed like maybe not everybody at 100%, but it seemed like most guys at least were dressed and doing some time for you last night, so that's got to be a good feeling for you.
Yeah, I got to give those guys credit that got banged up in week one, and there were a few of them that really appeared to be pretty doubtful early in the week and over the weekend last weekend. But they definitely did their work and rehabbed and got themselves to a point where, you know, they were able to get some practices in, and even though that was a little limited, but and then we got out on the field. But you're right, we weren't exactly 100%, but you know, I give them credit for reaching back a little bit and playing through a little bit of pain, and you know, putting in the work during the week to get back and help their teammates. And I think everybody appreciates that, and it was great to make sure that we had those guys on the field, and I think everybody appreciated that. So we did get through there. Like you said, we weren't exactly 100%, but it was better than not having them.
And, Coach, your team playing against Spirit Lake didn't go your favor. Talk about the game a little bit. You start with the football and turn that over on downs. You have to boot it away, and then Spirit Lake scores. Coach, tell me a little bit about the game.
Well, you know, we talked early in the week exactly the scenario that happened to us. What we didn't want to have happen, it needed to be the key. They always have a really good kicker, and sure enough, they did. And, you know, usually their plan is they kick it through the end zone, and with Iowa high school rules the way it is, and you have to take it on the 20. They just pin their ears back and bring a bunch of pressure on you. And if you don't move the ball out of there deep in their territory, you know, they're just going to keep being aggressive and coming at you. And then obviously you punt and you give them a short field. So on and so forth, and then you know, that momentum just builds for them, and that's kind of a recipe for them, and they do a great job at it. And unfortunately, there in that first quarter, we fell right into that trap, and that's exactly what happened. We really had prepared for that this week, knowing that either way that was something that we were going to have to overcome, and we're going to have to move the ball from that 20 and get out and at least change the field position and not give them that short field. And unfortunately, we just were not able to do that early in the game. And they just got the ball rolling, and we couldn't get ourselves out of that hole.
Coach, as you kind of mentioned, you fell down into a hole. But it seemed like, for at least from my perspective, that the guys really they kept fighting. I mean, you guys were able to move the football a little bit on later on in the game, and it seemed like the guys just kept chugging along.
Yeah, you know, we challenged them a few times, and Zarin, this team's got some potential. It's there to be a really good football team, and I think they found out some things Friday night about the level of attention to detail and consistency you have to play, and the effect that you have and what those things can do to help you be a really good football team. And, you know, they got a little taste of that. It was a little different level of speed out there this on week two than it was on week one. And then for some of our young guys, that was an eye-opening experience. And so, you know, at halftime, we had to take a couple steps back, reevaluate some of our goals, what we wanted to try and do. I know we're a better football team than we showed in the first half. We just, you know, it's those little things that we're going to talk about and work on this week that we've got to improve on, and in the preparation coming in. And it's going to start with our coaching staff, and we're going to get some things changed around and go back to some of our some different things that we've done in the past. And we're going to try and make sure that we bring some of these young guys along correctly. But I think it was a great experience for our guys. I do appreciate the fact that at levels here and there we were competing. You know, we got to get better on both sides of the ball. We got kind of dominated off the ball weren't fast enough in those areas, and we didn't tackle very well. And you know, football is really about tackling and blocking. So we've got to get better in those categories in the next 4 or 5 practices, and try and make that improvement here in the next week before we go down to Clarion.
And coach, you know, one of the things that that I kind of mentioned on the broadcast, and maybe I could be off base a little bit here, but to me, obviously, you want to win every football game, right? You don't want to go out and lose a football game. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to making the playoffs, this game meant zero. So your team still is, you know, at a level where, you know, they go and compete for a district championship, can compete for a playoff appearance. And is that something that you guys will be continuing to talk about?
Yeah, we've been talking about it since camp, honestly, and I think, you know, everybody's got their own philosophy on that, I believe, but the way we look at it with the youth that we have in some areas, you're right, we have 3 non-district football games, and more or less, you know, they count in the win columns, they count, you know, everybody wants to win, we go out and try and win, there's no doubt about that. I don't want to send a message that we're not out there trying to win, but at the end of the day, we are trying to develop and try and bring a team together and work out some of the kinks. And yeah, you basically have 3 weeks to get that done in some preseason games, if you want to look at it from an NFL standpoint, and get some of those kinks out. And then you really play the meat and potatoes of the deal. You've got a 5-game schedule to compete for a district title, to get in the playoffs, and you've got to be, you know, technically you got to be better than 2 of the teams in your district in Class 2A to get in the playoffs and get another shot at things. And that's what I really appreciate about this new system. It gives teams, especially early on, a chance to develop, or if you've got health issues, to try and recover and still be able to compete at the end of the season. Like Iowa High School Athletics lets just every other sport do, everybody gets a second chance at the end to make a run in the postseason. And I believe football's got it right now, and I appreciate this system, and that's the way we're approaching it right now. Is, you know, we just need to bring some guys along and learn and get a little bit better, and we really need to try and do this. But you know, in this next week, we're down to our last preseason one, and we've got to make some of those improvements before we start into a hefty District 3 schedule. And we're working already towards that right now.
And as you mentioned, Coach, you guys will take on Clarion Goldfield Dawes next week. You go on the road once again to Clarion for that contest, the team that is gonna run and is gonna bring 2 and 3 backs at you at a time. I know the Foss kid, a really good athlete, as Forest City has seen in some other sports, and he's going to come right at you along with a couple other guys for them. So what are you expecting out of Clarion Goldfield Dawes next week, Coach?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. They're going to give you a spread look, and they're going to do a lot of stuff with their backfield. They've got they got a 3-back rotation that they're running, and the Gardner kid at quarterback has been really impressive. You know, I've watched him on tape already. Last year, he's a returner. They've got a lot of the guys back off the team that beat us last year, and Gardner kind of hurt us last year, and he seems to be on that same track already. You know, I think he had almost 200 yards in week one. I'm not sure how he did last night, but, you know, he's a formidable guy. He's 6'2", 190, 195 pounds at quarterback, does a ton of running. So up front, we're going to obviously have to improve, you know, from this week, because they're big. They're a lot bigger up front than I believe Spirit Lake was in some areas. So we're going to have to get off the ball. We're going to have to be great tacklers, because if you miss a tackle on any of those, on Nevin or on Gardner or any of those guys, they're going to be gone. So we're going to have to do a good job with that and continue to develop on offense, and hopefully, you know, our health improves a little bit over the week and we can come in full strength. That's the hope. And so, yeah, we're going to have a good stiff challenge. This is another good one, but it's definitely a game that we can be competitive in, and we're going to look forward to that. And, you know, probably the biggest thing I'm going to look forward to is seeing what kind of growth we can make here in the next 4 practices and what we can take down to Clarion and with the improvements hopefully we can make.
Awesome, Coach. Well, appreciate your time. Thanks for talking with us this morning. We'll wish you the best of luck against Clarion Guildfield Dows, and we'll see you in Clarion on Friday night.
All right, thanks, Z. Appreciate it.
That's Forest City Head Football Coach Chad Moore.